We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The first overall selection in the 2021 NHL Draft, and the winner of the 2021 Draft Lottery is the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo retains the top pick for the first time since they did so themselves in 2018. This is only the third time in the last 11 lotteries that the team with the worst record ended up with the top pick.
We're not going to put a player in a position we don't feel is best for their development. So whether that means on our team or wherever, somewhere else, that's okay. We're not going to rush a player. And we're certainly not going to pick a player we think that has the best chance to play right away. We want the player we think is going to be the best player in the long run. So that's really a critical differentiator, you know, as we kind of look at this draft.
And you believe it. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I sat around yesterday, Riv, and I hit that draft simulator so many times. And so many times I came up false. But last night, 7 o'clock, boom, number one pick. I thought I might have saw a fist bump or something from Kevin Adams. But number one pick, I don't know how Sabre fans are feeling. We'd love to hear from you. 803-0550, 888-550-2550 as the Sabres win the draft lottery. And an enormous hit last night. That's a huge debate right now. It seems like those are always the big debates, are these big hits in hockey. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm talking about Mark Scheifele on Jake Evans. But first, Riff, how many times have we pumped that draft simulator?
We pumped it way too many times in the last week. And it's completely mind-boggling to me that the amount of times that we pressed the simulator did not once in all of the opportunities on this show get the number one overall pick. So this right here is karma. I went into that draft last night. I sat down, I put it on, and I was thinking to myself, I already know that we're picking third. We are going to pick third because that's basically what we picked for almost every single opportunity. And when you sit down and you actually think about it, there's only a 16.6% chance of getting that first overall pick. The odds are horrible. The odds are not good. So when that pick came out last night, and obviously a couple years back when Rasmus Dahlin got picked first overall, I was literally jumping around. I could not believe it. I was super excited. This one, a little bit more composed, been through that before, but I was so happy. I was so happy for Kevin Adams, first year GM, and we talked about it yesterday, dealing with so many situations right now that are thrown on his plate as a young GM, and he is working his way through. And I was really pleased for him because you could see when the pick came out that exhale that came from Kevin. And
it's just a little positive, just a little something positive for a few minutes before, you know, you just hope that he's able to enjoy it for a couple days because, you know, as you heard, you know, Jack's timeline, you know, they're what, a few days here from more information coming out about what the next steps are going to be. So he's going to be diving right back into that. So you just kind of hope that he can enjoy this for, you know, a day or two, because it's big. I think this is big. If you're a general manager of a team, and it doesn't matter if going forward, if you're a general manager of a team and you get the number one pick, yes, you didn't have a good season the season before, but you also got a little bit lucky too at the end, and you haven't been lucky all year. I mean, you really haven't been lucky. I mean, you swung for the fences with Taylor Hall, and it was a big miss.
But hold on a second. It wasn't Kevin Adams' big miss.
If that's how it was interpreted, then
okay. I want to clarify that, because
does it need clarification?
Yes, it does.
Well, no. If you watch closely enough or listen, then you know what I mean by that. You want to know what I mean by that? Taylor Hall didn't play very well when he was here.
Yep.
It was a great idea to sign him. That was exactly what we needed. It was exciting for the fan base. The player was good last year. He's been good in the past. He's been good since he left. But wasn't good when he was here.
Yep.
And that was a big miss. Unfortunate miss on a huge attempt. Did I clarify that a little better?
That's better.
Okay. Struggles with the coach, COVID. You fire the coach. Jack goes out injured. Very few positives at all this season. Sam Reinhart is a positive, but there are very few positives. There are a few other few others I could mention, but that's huge for Kevin last night. That's huge for the team.
Yeah.
What do they do with it?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you.
I threw that out last night on Twitter. We got some interesting responses. A lot of people would be okay with trading it, Craig.
And I believe that it could be very, very interesting this year. There is no bona fide number one. As much as Owen Power, who I believe that he is the number one pick in the NHL draft this year, I don't think that there's not a generational talent in this draft. There's going to be a lot of great players in this draft. There's no question. But there's not a generational talent like a Matthews or a McDavid or an Eichel or someone along that line. You're going to get a very good pick, but it's not going to be organizational changing. And I've been listening to a lot of guys on Twitter that obviously are very, very involved with hockey and watch hockey a lot and do their due diligence on all these young players and draft picks. And a lot of them think that the Sabres should be picking the Bernier.
Beniers, kid. And you know what? He just went hard into the boards here. I've just got this tweet from Steven Ellis, and Beniers just went hard into the boards. He can't put any weight on his right ankle. He's off to the change room. You should see him go into oh my gosh. It's not ugly, but it's not good for his particular situation.
He was a name that kept on coming up about being, you know, a lot of people think that Owen Beniers is a centerman. And he is as fast as they come, talented kid. And he's probably one of two that are the best forwards in the draft. So it's kind of like, do the Sabres take the opportunity to trade out of the first overall pick? It's going to be very interesting. You know, We talked this morning about swapping a pick with Seattle. Do you not think that the Seattle Kraken would love nothing more than to be the organization that picks first overall in this up and coming draft when they're an expansion team? There's a lot that's going to go into this first overall pick, and it might be a year that you could see the Sabres trading down a few spots.
Interesting. I will say this though. Elliot Friedman going to join us at 11 o'clock, but also we have a mystery guest on Monday, Craig. We have two guests on Monday. Actually, you didn't know this, but we have a mystery guest on Monday, and he knows Matty Beniers and Owen Power very well. And he's a former Buffalo Sabre. and he's going to join our show and we'll talk about his career in Buffalo. I think a lot of people love this guy and had a couple great memorable moments. We will also talk to him about his career and those two players that the Sabres could very well have a chance at drafting. So a little bit of a mystery. That'll be Monday at around 10:30. And then also Monday at 11, we'll have Jody Shelley as well. He's going to join us.
Oh, wow.
So nice. We'll have Jody Shelley and we'll have a great mystery guest Monday between 10:15 and 11. How's that? So tune in by 10 because you're not going to want to miss it. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG, by the way. Feel free to call us 803-0550, 888-550-2550. I'm just scrolling through Twitter here and there are people that want to trade the pick.
I strongly believe that this year in particular is going to be a year that you could see the first overall pick be moved.
I don't know, Riv. Why would the Sabres do that?
Because there's no real bona fide number one. Now, I know Owen Powers has been one of the top players talked about all year. He's always been number one, number two, maybe number three. He's always been in the top three. He's a no-brainer pick. Okay. He's a no-miss pick. He's 6'5". He's 215 pounds. He skates exceptionally well. He has offensive abilities. He's a solid defender. He's not overly physical, but he in today's game. He is not going to be a Cale Makar or a Quentin Hughes or a Rasmus Dahlin, but he is going to be a very, very good two-way player that has offensive, a lot of offensive upside. He is an outstanding skater for a kid who's 6'5". Right now he's 215, but in a couple of years he's going to be 230.
Do you think trading out of that spot could be maybe because – I'm not saying we don't want him or don't need him, but I'm just saying because we have Dahlin, we have, I mean, I'm not going to say Samuelson matches up to what this kid is, but yeah. Samuelson's a big left-handed shot defenseman.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like if this kid's going to be so a number one.
When you look at our pipeline for years and years and years, we've been acquiring picks. Okay. We obviously picked Rasmus Dahlin first overall, and he is going to be a number one pair defenseman. And a lot of people that I read on Twitter, and you know, I respect all their opinions. They're saying how can you pick another defenseman, left-handed defenseman, first overall, who's going to be on your top pair? Well, I don't really look at it that way. I look at it that there's a lot of room to go around, and that's a really good problem to have when you have two top guys like that. But the question that I have, you know, back at you, Petey, is, you know, when you look at the draft, the first ranked player is Owen Power. He's a left-handed defenseman, 6'5", 215 pounds. The second player that's ranked is the Simon Edvidsson from Sweden. He's 6'4", 215 pounds. You have Luke Hughes, I think is ranked number four. He's 6'2", 185 pounds. Then you have Brant Clark. These are all defensemen that are ranked in the
top. We have Craig Button's list on the screen on MSG if you're listening on on WGR 550. And the first four picks, Craig Button's prospect rankings, the top four are all defensemen.
Yeah, and right now you can't tell me, no one can tell me that Luke Hughes, who's ranked number four, okay, the youngest brother of the Hughes brothers. Can you tell me that he is not going to be better than Owen Powers throughout the 10, 15 year NHL career? You can't tell me that right now. There's no way that you would ever take that bet, because from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that Matthew Beniers, he's an outstanding forward, centerman, super fast. He is an excellent hockey player. So none of these guys, now this is not 100%, but none of these guys, I believe, and what I've read and listened to, are NHL ready. Craig Button, when we had him on a week and a half ago, spoke about that. And he said that there's not a player in this draft that's NHL ready. So for me, I think
Kevin Adams acknowledged, alluded to that too yesterday when he basically, I don't know exactly how the question went. I went on the Zoom, but I don't exactly remember how the question went, but we had the sound at the start of the show when he talked about they're not going to put a player in a bad spot. And and I think that question surrounds, or that statement surrounds kind of what you're talking about. Pardon?
A lot of layers to that question.
Yeah. Well, right. And I think that kind of his statement goes along very closely with what you're saying, because I think the two go hand in hand.
Well, the question is, you know, do you think that your pick will play basically in 2021? And Kevin basically said that they will not. He does not know. Only time will tell. But he will not put a player in a bad position, and they're not going to rush the development of any certain player. And I look at that and say, for an example, Owen Power has been over at the World Championships. He has played as the number one defenseman. These are NHL players that are over there right now. He's playing as the number one defenseman. Last game that he played 26 minutes. The next closest guy to him played 21. This is an 18-year-old defenseman, 6'5", 215 pounds, that's never played against pro hockey players before, is over at the World Championships playing as the number one guy. So he is giving you at least something to look at and say, I really, really like what I see from this young man. That being said, I think Kevin Adams looks at it and says, we're going to have Rasmus Dahlin, who's 21. We're going to have Matthias Samuelsson, who's 21. You're going to have Joki Haru, 22. Will Borgen's 24. You still have Jacob Bryson, who's 23. This is an extremely, extremely young defense corps. Why bring in a 19-year-old defenseman where you don't have anybody, you don't have any guidance for this young man? So there's no need to rush him or bring him in. Even if you feel that he's good enough to play in the league, you might want to put him back at Michigan, where he's going to play with Matt Beniers and play with the Johnson kid. There's going to be three guys from Michigan that are picked in the first 10 picks. They will have an opportunity to go win a championship. That's why I think that when you're looking at development wise,
it would be nice for them, for just the league, to kind of view that development process as the right way to begin with. I mean, you know, like there have been in recent years, you know, we all know why teams insert these guys in the lineup so early.
Yeah.
Cheap labor. Here's the thing, cheap labor for one.
Seattle Kraken, let's say they trade away the first overall pick to Seattle. Seattle goes and picks first overall. They pick this young man first overall. Seattle is going to be a team that I believe is going to bring in, they're going to have some youthful players, but they're also going to have some older players that you can surround Owen Power with.
So right now, you think Seattle would move from 2-1?
Yes, I think
why would they do that?
They're absolutely, because they're an expansion team. This is the biggest draft.
Right, but we're not talking. Yeah, exactly. We're not talking about McDavid. We're talking about very comparable players from 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you're going for a defenseman, like very uncertain when it comes to, you know, who really is the best. I mean, maybe Owen Power is the consensus number one. But after that, I mean, you're still going to get a very good player, and he's not going to step into your roster right away next year, especially on an
expansion
team.
Well, the Seattle Kraken is an expansion team. And they
right, but they're not expansion management. Like, they have Ron Francis, who's experienced and smart. They have Jason Botterill, who's been around a long time.
Those are two outstanding guys. So what are you trying to say?
Well, I don't think
that Seattle wants to pick first overall? It is their year. Do you not understand how great this would be for Seattle? Gary Bettman.
Do I think they would have liked to have had the first overall pick? Sure. But do I think they need to pick first overall and give up some kind of an asset to go from 2-1? No, I don't think they're going to do that.
Oh, I think absolutely going to do that, because they're going to acquire so many assets. It's going to be off the chart from all these teams in the league. There's teams in the league that are in such cap hell that they're going to be trying to unload players. There's going to be first rounders going here and second rounders going there, and a young player we got to give here so you don't take this guy. It is going to be the year of the Kraken. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'm going to tell you this. They want this for publicity more than anything. They need to pick first overall. Second means nothing. Second's no different than picking five. Okay? They need to be number one. They have to be number one. Kevin Adams is going to talk to Ron Francis, and they're going to sit down, and they're going to work something out. Here's the thing. We have to lose somebody. We here in Buffalo have to lose somebody.
So you want to switch? You want to flip-flop spots to have them take somebody else? So this isn't just about number one draft spot for you and moving from 1 to 2. This is expansion and player personnel, like roster players. So you're thinking about,
we're losing somebody. We are going to lose Rasmus Asplund.
Right. So what are you thinking? Instead of sending me on a mystery chase here, just tell me what your thought is.
There's so many things that go through my mind, but
tell me what that deal looks like to Craig Revey, to go from 1 to 2 and Seattle go from 2 to 1. Tell me the conversation that you're having with Francis and justify it for me. Or is Francis calling Kevin?
I'm going to say this. I am not going to put my foot in my mouth and be put in this position, because I don't know.
Trying to trick you. I'm just spitballing here.
No. You're trying to get into my whiteboard and all my, that's not going to happen.
Is the whiteboard on lockdown now?
I will tell you this, that if I was Kevin Adams, I would 100% be looking to have that discussion with Ron Francis, because Ron Francis is going to acquire a tremendous amount of picks this year. He's going to get what he wants.
So what do you want? Like, what's he calling him for? Like, there's a reason why. Just tell me why. Why? If you're Kevin Adams.
There's a lot of things.
Kevin Adams from the equation here. If Craig Revey is the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, what are you saying to Ron Francis? Hey, Ron, remember when I stopped you one-on-one?
Here's the thing. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go crazy. And then I'm going to go just kind of like pretty straightforward smart. The smart Craig would say that I would want to deal with Ron Francis. I would want, and I'm going to tell you this, Ron Francis right now is going to be all over Kevin Adams. He is going to be all over Kevin Adams. He needs for their organization to pick first overall. They need to be the team that walks up to that podium and says the name, we are picking first overall Seattle Kraken, this player. They need that for their organization. They need it for to be able to sell tickets. They need it so bad. Okay. So we are going to help them out. Because we do not want to lose a Will Borgen. We don't want to lose a Rasmus Asplund or an Anders Bjork or whoever they might take. We will tell them, you're going to take this guy. Just going to take that guy right there. Which probably won't mean a whole lot to our organization moving forward. Okay. And I don't know what else would go with that. Here's my crazy thought.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah, this is the one. I know.
That was very conservative, Craig.
I would phone Ron Francis right now. And I'd say, Ron, you want the number one overall pick? I'm going to give it to you. But you're also going to take Jeff Skinner.
Just that? I'm going to give you the number one pick, and you're going to take Jeff Skinner.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. $9 million
I gotta let that marinate for the next six years.
I want you to think about it.
You
won't have to wait very long. You're gonna be right on my train.
I'm glad you said it when you did, because you almost put me into a speechless point. But because I
want you to understand,
talk and go to break.
We're giving the first overall pick, which is gonna be a good young player in the National Hockey
League. Just to take Jeff Skinner?
Take Jeff Skinner and his contract. And
you have a line on this show. You have a saying, and it's offensive, but I don't get offended by it because I know it's you saying it, you know, and I don't, you know, you just say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's a line that you say. That's by far the dumbest thing I've ever.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one thing. Okay. We can go to break after this. I'm going to ask you one thing. Yes. Name me another way that we can somehow move Jeff Skinner off the Buffalo Sabres roster. If you can give me another one, then I'll listen.
This is
the opportunity to remove Jeff Skinner off the lineup and his $9 million for the next 6 years. There's no other way to do it.
And you
move forward with all of this youth that we have, and it's a good, strong group. And you figure out your Jack Eichel stuff, where you trade him and you're going to get a lion's share there. I would move Ristolainen and I would move Sam Reinhart, and you will acquire a tremendous amount of assets without $9 million, without $10 million, without a possible $7+ million and a $5.4 million.
I just want to yell into the microphone at you and say, are you crazy? But I just don't know.
Because you're liking what you're hearing, right?
I'm not liking it.
Take us to break, bud.
I'm not liking
it. Take us to break.
I'm not. Hey.
Is it too early to
do my job around here?
Urban?
I'll do. Because
you're on my train.
I'll do my job. You do yours. Instigators, when we come back, quickly, Riv, tell me, clean or hit, Shifley?
We'll have to wait.
Yeah, I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. Instigators, more to come. Would you give the first overall pick to Seattle to take Jeff Skinner? If you want to call us on it, it's 803-0550, 888-550-2550. I don't know why you would want to call us on that, but you can tweet us on it. He's at Craig Revay 52 shows at the Instigators. We'll be right back. Elliot Fibonova.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Elliot Friedman at 11 o'clock right here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll talk to him about the Shifley hit, which I'm about to ask Craig about, but some inbox stuff here. There we go. Where is it? Lou Brown. I really like Lou Brown. You know who Lou Brown is, Riv? That's the manager of Major League.
Okay, yep.
When he worked at Tire World. So this guy is Lou Brown, and it's at Lou _ Tire World, which is right up my alley. I think I might like GM Crazy Craig. The crazy Luda. Writes, the crazy thought by Craig is actually the smart thought. I don't think Francis would go for it. Do you, Andrew? So, and your idea was give them the first overall pick and they take Jeff Skinner. It wasn't get the second overall pick back, right? Like, you're not flip-flopping spots. You're giving them the first overall pick and we get nothing back. They just have to take Jeff Skinner. That's just so I'm clear. What'd you think of the Shifley hit, Craig? last night's been.
You're not going to comment. You're not going to give your love on that.
I need time to think about it. We'll circle back to it. We're definitely going to circle back to it. I promise you. I want to see how crazy Elliot thinks it is. I want to save it for him for 11 o'clock. It's called a tease. What'd you think of Shifley hit?
If someone can tell me right now, because we are trying to build a team that not only does well in the playoffs, also does well through the regular season. Jeff Skinner's not played in the playoffs before. Jeff Skinner right now is untradeable unless you do something crazy. And this is crazy. People are tweeting right now thinking that I'm taking drugs, wanting to give away the first.
Someone actually tweet that and say they think you're taking drugs. Cause I gotta be honest with you. Ship some of that my way, whatever you're on. Cause it seems like it's pretty good.
6 more years of Jeff Skinner, 6 more years at $9 million. I'm not saying that Jeff Skinner is a horrible hockey player, because he's not. He's proven long throughout his career. I'm not going to sit there and bag on Jeff Skinner because of the 2 years that he has been horrendously bad, but he's also been put in a position to play. He hasn't been put in a position to succeed. That being said, I would be looking to move on from Jeff Skinner and the six years, $9 million, and build players like a Dylan Cousin type players. Character type players. That's what I want on this team.
I can't comment because I don't know where I'm at with that. I think it just sounds, and you admitted it. You said it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but when you actually really take it in,
first overall pick, Craig. It's a first overall pick. We're not talking about the ninth pick.
Name
or the
12th me a contract
pick or
in the National Hockey League that's worse than Jeff Skinner's right now.
I can't.
You could probably come up with one.
I could come up with one. I could come up with one. Eric Carlson.
Okay. I wasn't thinking of him, but that's
Matt
a good
Duchesne.
One.
Matt Duchesne. But they're not as bad as Skinner's situation.
Yeah, Matt Duchesne is still playing at a higher level than Jeff Skinner. I was going to say Sergei Bobrovsky at $10 million in Florida. And, you know, he's playing, what, half those games?
Oh, yeah,
Bobrovsky. Less than half those games. All I'm saying is Jeff Skinner's contract, it's good for Jeff. It's a tough contract for the Buffalo Sabres, okay? And moving forward with a little bit of movement and transition in what the team is looking to do by building with guys like Dylan Cousins, who I don't think there's a Sabres fan on the planet that did not like what they saw in the character that this young man, this kid was a kid, he's 19 years old. He showed so much to this fan base that we really like what we see moving forward. You look at Rasmus Dahlin, what we saw in him in the second half of the year. He took on number one minutes. He played within himself. He's got offensive instincts that are insane, and I think he's only going to get better. I love Joakim Hardju. I love Will Borgen. I love what I saw out of Mattias Samuelsson. There's Casey Mittelstadt. Are you kidding me? Casey Mittelstadt looked not only like an NHL player, but he looked like an above-average offensive player. He gained confidence. He knows that he's not taking things for granted. You can see the maturity in him. He's only 22. He's a kid. Tage Thompson was showing signs moving forward. Rasmus Asplund. There's a lot to like. And I'm going to tell you, depending on the direction of where the team goes, can you imagine the assets that you're going to get for Jack Eichel? Can you imagine the assets that you're going to get for Sam Reinhart? This team is going to look completely different. It's going to be young. Yes, it's going to be young. But this fan base is going to have a smile on their face watching this team. And you're going to have guys that want to be here. You're going to have guys that want to build something here. And that's exciting. That's what I find exciting. So when I sit there and I say, I want to trade Jeff Skinner away and our first overall pick It's a really tough thing to say.
Yeah, I can't believe we just burned 10 minutes on it, to be honest with you. Like, because I think it's so, like you say it's crazy and people actually consider it. And I just think, like, if you're going to trade Jack Eichel and you're going to trade Sam Reinhart, why would you trade the number one pick just to get Jeff Skinner off the books? I think there are more creative ways. I think there are, I mean, if that's the case, just, I know the buyout isn't favorable. Just buy him out. Don't give up.
He's going to be on the cap for 12 years.
I understand that. I know what happens when I say that, Craig. I say that because I would rather that me, this is me. Okay.
Can you guarantee me that the first overall pick is going to be a stud?
Does he have to be a stud?
Okay.
Can he not just be a good, effective addition for 10 years? I don't understand stud. Like, why?
Okay.
Why,
so let's take a step back. Let's just say that that player is a top four player throughout his 10 to 12 year career. Okay. Or we haven't even talked about Ryan Johnson that we picked 30th overall or 31st overall. Who's a nice up and coming player. He moves the puck exceptionally well. He's a good hockey player. My question is, why do we need to have a $9 million player on our cap when you already have Victor Olofsson, who plays the left side. You have Anders Bjork. You have Rasmus Asplund. You don't know what you're going to get in a trade for Sam Reinhart or Jack Eichel. You could have more wingers, maybe a centerman. I mean, there's a lot that we're going to pick up if Kevin decides and the organization decides to go in a different route. There's going to be a tremendous amount of assets coming back. Tremendous. It's not going to be one for one for Jack Eichel. It's going to be three or four assets coming back. Sam Reinhart, it's going to be minimum two to three.
We don't know that.
We don't know what.
We don't know that it's going to be three or four pieces for Jack. We don't know. We can't guarantee that a team's going to give that up for him right now with his current status. We don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we don't know that. But I just sit and I just think we've talked for the last couple of weeks now since the end of the season, whenever the season-ending press conference was. And the trade Jack conversation came up and it's probably time. It's time for Sam and it's time for Risto. But when you're trading all those players, you want the number one pick to go along with what you're getting back because you're probably hoping for, we've already gone through what potential assets, but we had Craig Button on and he said, if you're not getting Lafreniere, you're not getting Quinton Byfield, then you hang up the phone. So you start with those guys. So you're going to be you want a Keandre Miller, your Lafreniere from the Rangers. And
you're
going to
start with Fox.
Maybe somewhere.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe,
I mean,
maybe somewhere in there. Right. So, I mean, you're going to want the number one pick. You're not trading Jack to go and win right away. You're trading Jack so that you have stability on your roster and depth for years to come. And trading away, Jeff Skinner.
Would you say
and the first overall pick literally for nothing, I don't think helps you at all.
No, it doesn't help us.
$9 million not performing.
$9 million on your cap. If you're going to do a transition, you're going to be paying Sam Reinhart, a tremendous amount of money. You're going to be paying Jack Eichel $10 million. You're going to be paying Jeff Skinner $9 million. Ristolainen 5.4. Well, the question is, where did that get us?
Number one pick last night.
Same position as what we were 6 years ago with those guys. Okay. There is obviously a disconnect here. There's obviously a disconnect. So there needs to be at some point, you abort your mission and you don't start over because we are not at start over mode. We have assets. We have great assets. And we have assets that are mid-age players, Jack Eichel, Sam Reiner, Ristolainen. We also have younger players and Joki Haru, Dahlin, Mittelstadt, Cousins. We have a great group of players. But the question is, where do you want to build from?
Yeah.
It seems like certain players want to be here. They want to wear this logo. It's a passion. There's other players that just, it sounds like they don't want to be here, that they want to be moved. And that's the case. Go and acquire the assets needed. And you are going to get a tremendous amount back for those players.
We will acquire a guest at 11 o'clock. Elliot Friedman joins us for his usual appointment every Thursday at 11. I'll ask him how crazy. Well, you can ask him how crazy it is. And eventually we'll get into that Mark Scheifele hit. And I'm very curious. I'm very curious to know your thoughts on that too, Craig. But we'll wait on that because I think it deserves more than 5 minutes because I feel like everyone out there might be a little confused as to what's legal and what's not legal around here. You get that feeling sometimes?
I do get that feeling sometimes, yes.
I get the feeling sometimes. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Instigators, we'll be right back. WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Elliot Friedman coming up here in about 10 minutes. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Mystery guest on Monday. I know it's only... Is today Wednesday? No, today's Thursday. I know it's only Thursday, but I got confirmation this morning. So it'll be fun. It'll be... And he knows Owen Power and Matty Beniers very well. So... You know, two players the Sabres will have an option to take, the best defenseman available and the best forward available. Did you see, you just saw the hit, didn't, or not even the hit, but him fall under the boards there. He couldn't put any weight on his leg. He's at the World Championships, mm-hmm. and he just went crashing into the boards. And it's not good, and we're showing it, and I you know, I saw it once. Once you catch where the injury is, you're kind of like, yeah, I don't want to see it again.
Yeah, that
I'm telling you,
that's for sure.
I'm telling you, with the speed that these, who was it the other night that slipped and went sliding and crashing into the boards? Was it last night? There was a player, it might have been in the Montreal game where he lost his footing and he went crashing into the boards. I think it was maybe Caulfield. I think it might have been Caulfield. But it's just, it seems like it's happening more and more. These guys are taking these turns at such speed, so close to the boards, and kaboom. We'll talk about the Scheifele hit, speaking of kaboom. And I will say this before we go. Regardless of whether you think the hit is clean or dirty, I said this today to Carlo and Michael Landsberg on their show in Toronto. I said, you know, I watched the games now completely differently than I did when I played, obviously. And even just up until a couple of years ago. And I think about, I mean, I know I can remember my mom calling me. She was just a basket case after she had seen me in a game laying motionless on the ice. You know, like I do think about the parents. I do think about the parents. I mean, everyone, you know, I think other people do too, but it's just, I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine.
It's harder to watch. It is harder to watch than it is to play by far. So yeah. I do feel for those parents, right? I do feel for the parents, but you know what? I mean,
you ever see your kid get rocked in a hockey game?
Yes.
Gut wrenching?
Yes. Awful.
Like hurt? Awful.
Like hurt. Yeah. I watched one of my sons, just pretty simple hit back years and years ago, got hit into the boards, first year body contact, you know, no big deal. He went down, he got back up, kind of bent over, skated back to the bench. And he's like, Dad, you know, I think I hurt my shoulder. So I was okay, sit down here. So I reached under his shoulder pad.
Oh yeah.
And my stomach dropped.
Yeah,
I knew right away, you know, really bad broken collarbone. And he's looking at my face, and I was trying to like play it like, cool, you're going to be all right. And he's like, oh, it hurts really bad right now. And I was just motioning over to one of the mothers on our team that was physician's assistant, and she kind of came over and took care of things and took him to the hospital. But holy jumping, not good. But
now this kid Evans last night, he was knocked out in a rookie game and stretchered off, I think, back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, it doesn't mean you have a history, but he has a history. You did it one time.
Yeah, stuff you don't like to see.
Yeah, it's stuff you really don't like to see. Well, we'll talk about the hit. I don't know if we actually really haven't talked about the hit this morning. We didn't have a chance, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm really curious to hear what Riv thinks about it. We'll ask Elliot about it and his thoughts. We'll get into it next hour. We'll get into it probably at 11 o'clock. And we'll ask Elliot too about Riv's, I don't know, this idea, where it came from, but someone asking what you're smoking online there, Riv. Instigators, we'll be right back.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other people that are liking my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.